USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in freefall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. He said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man, while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in his speech. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that they would suspend vaccine requirements and proof of vaccination for indoor venues and restaurants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More reports of war crimes and human rights violations from the Russians in Ukraine.
In the Ukrainian port city of Kherson, as the battle continues with the Russians, citizens of the city are scared but will not give up. Svetlana Zorina, 27-year-old who lives with her grandmother, spoke with CNN.
Our resistance now is just to sit at home and take care of ourselves because we are scared. They already started to rape our women. There was an information from people who I personally know that 17-year-old girl, it's happened to her and then they killed her. So we are terrified and scared, but we are not going to give up.
Back-to-back winter storms will head across the central and northeastern U.S. this weekend and early into next week, bringing a wide variety of weather hazards. Snowfall from the first storm will impact a narrow zone and crush a couple of major cities in the Rockies and upper Midwest. The second storm will follow close behind that system and will bring a blast of cold air that will unleash snow on areas in the Midwest and Northeast. The heaviest snow is expected to pile up from southeastern Wyoming to northwestern Nebraska and southwestern South Dakota. Pockets of ice and a wintry mix will pose travel concerns from portions of central Minnesota to northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.